Hello and welcome to the latest in our FTR on the Go series. I am Jonathan Starks, Director of Transportation Analysis at FTR. Today, I will be reviewing the latest blog post from Don Ake, FTR's Vice President of Commercial Vehicles. In it, Don rejoices on seeing green shoots for the long-awaited housing recovery. In Don's last post, he stated how the green shoots that Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke first trumpeted in March of 2009 were finally appearing in new hotel construction. However, while you were enjoying the summer, while you were lounging at the beach, while no one was paying attention, something wonderful happened. Housing began its long-awaited recovery. Now, I know you think Don's joking or maybe just making it up. You've heard rumors and hopes of a housing recovery for the past 4 years, so much so that you tuned out news on the subject. You've accepted the fools who proclaim that this is the new normal, but now there are green shoots in the housing market. Early in 2014, Don told you not to believe the forecast of an impending housing recovery, and he was correct. And now he's saying it's here. Let's check the numbers to see why. We'll start with housing starts, which rose again in July and stand at 1.2 million, an increase of 10% versus last year. We are finally moving up at a consistent, solid rate. A healthy market now would be around 1.6 million starts. We are not quite there, but at least we can see the target and it is in reach. And yet the forecasts for 2016 are still reserved. Wells Fargo is in at 1.25 million, and the Wall Street Journal Economic Panel is at 1.3 million. If the rest of the economy cooperates, 1.3 million or more is very plausible. Building permits did fall in July after a strong June, but are still up nearly 8% versus last year. The July numbers were lower than expectations after the terrific June. However, the trend is definitely positive and bodes well for increased builds in 2016. Home builder confidence has gone up dramatically, with the Home Builder Confidence Index hitting 61 in August, well above the 55 level seen in August 2014. The August value is the highest since November 2005, and that says a lot. A reading of 50 is neutral, so builders are anticipating very good times ahead. New home sales saw a very good increase from June to July, and compared to last year, sales are up over 25%. We are seeing very strong year-over-year and monthly growth. Finally, there is some momentum and reason to feel optimistic. However, a healthy market is 700,000 new home sales, and that still looks to be more than a year away. Existing home sales were up 2% in July to 5.6 million and are up a healthy 10% versus last year. Again, there is finally some positive news after years of inconsistent, sluggish numbers. The market is still far from healthy, far from normal, but it is moving consistently in the right direction. There is one metric that is not positive. Existing home inventories were actually down slightly in July and down 5% year over year. This is confusing to economists, which means there is more than one factor causing this, and there are shifts in market forces which are never clear when they are still changing. If this doesn't improve soon, it will continue to constrain the market. Finally, CoreLogic reports that housing prices for June were up strong versus May and are seeing double-digit gains compared to prior year levels. Of course, this is a function of both increased demand and restricted supply due to the low inventory. Even so, prices are still 7% below the April 2006 peak. Anecdotally, a roofing contractor told Don that he is advising clients to schedule him now because there will soon be a shortage of shingles due to the significant increase in new home construction. It seems the manufacturers were lulled into a false sense of security after years of sluggish sales and are now rushing to catch up with the rapidly growing demand. This sounds exactly like what happened in the Class 8 truck and trailer markets, as demand suddenly spiked in 2014 after a few years of stable sales. Likewise, Don's realtor friend, yes, he does have friends, also reports that instead of lying at the beach during the traditional summer slowdown, she was very busy selling houses. Her suntan will suffer, but her bank account is looking good. There are still hurdles for the housing market to clear before it starts to hum. Wages are not growing, so people are not moving up to bigger homes, and millennials are not finding suitable jobs and forming households as before. Both are factors in low-end home sales. Also, builders have not built enough smaller starter homes instead of the McMansions, which people either don't desire or can't afford. The housing market remains out of sync with the rest of the economy. This means an economic recession could stop the housing recovery. We don't have much history on housing lagging the general economy, so this scenario is difficult to predict. People are still risk averse due to the Great Recession. Many are reluctant to take on a mortgage and are willing to pay higher rental costs to reduce their risk. Again, we also saw how the risk factor limited truck and trailer sales until 2014. However, we know what happened when the commercial vehicle market finally got over the hump and started to move. There was a tremendous amount of pent-up demand, and once that was released, the results were rapidly seen. If this trend repeats in the housing market, 2016 will be a good year, and 2017 could be something special. Don reminds us to keep an eye on those green shoots. If you enjoyed this podcast, we encourage you to share this with your peers. To read the full blog, visit blog.fdrintel.com or go to fdrintel.com to find the latest podcasts and analysis from FDR, your transportation intelligence experts.